Hey, yo, what's going on? It's your boy CJ Mello once again coming back with another episode of, I don't know what to call this stuff yet. It's a new series I kind of starting to do. If you have listened to the other one I posted a few, on Monday, it's called Marvel Comics Team. So what I'm trying to do is just, you know, give quick, just little descriptions of each team of Marvel Comics and DC Comics. So Monday was Marvel. It's Wednesday, so we're going to drop that DC Comics team of the week. I don't know, I got to figure out a good name for all this stuff. But this week we are doing Birds of Prey. Yes, sirree, dog it. All right, anyway, so Birds of Prey, I feel like y'all know, they came out with a movie and all that stuff. They had their own TV show, actually, in like the early 2000s, I want to say. I think only got like half a season, maybe one season. I never actually watched it, so I can't really, you know, talk about it, so to speak. But again, hopefully I want to make most of these episodes like between 10, at least 10 to like 12 minutes long. But I can't always promise that, you know. It's not easy. It's a lot of things you got to look for, you know. But let's go to work. Oh, baby, let's go to work. Sorry. So, the Birds of Prey is a superhero team that appears in DC Comics. The team was originally a partnership between Black Canary and Oracle, who are both allies of Batman. The team has expanded over the years to include other superheroines, such as Huntress, Batgirl, and Harley Quinn. The Birds of Prey have gone on covert missions across the globe to fight crimes and injustice. The group is initially based in Gotham City and later operates in Metropolis, and then relocates once more to Platinum Flats, California. The series was conceived by Jordan B. Gorfinkel and originally written by Chuck Dixon. Gail Simon, or Simone, scripted the comic from issues numbers 56 to 108. That's a lot of issues. That's just over 52, or about 52 issues. The Birds of Prey is a superhero team featured in several American comic book series, miniseries, special editions published by DC Comics since 1996. The book's premise originated as a partnership between Black Canary and Barbara Gordon, which I already said, who had adopted the codename Oracle at the time. It expanded to include additional superheroes or supervillains sometimes in a way. The team name Birds of Prey was attributed to DC assistant editor Frank Pitarisi in the text page of the first issue. Despite the title of the series being Birds of Prey, the phrase was not mentioned in the book until issue number 86, when one of the group's members, Zinda Blake, suggests that it might be a fitting name for the team. The roster has included the likes of Black Canary, Huntress, Harley Quinn, and Batgirl, to name a few. Fearsome fighting females who combat the carrion infesting their city, a femme force to be reckoned with. The Birds of Prey is usually an all-women group of vigilante operatives who have gone on covert missions across the globe. So what I just read there, yeah, is kind of different things from different places from Wikipedia, DC, DC fandom. So it's not like, that's why it sounded like I was repeating myself like three or four times, which is really stupid to be precise, but hold on. So there's more, because there should be more on this stuff. Publication history. The title series began with Chuck Dixon's one-shot Black Canary / Oracle Birds of Prey, cover date 96, published in December 95. Initially, the two heroines featured were Barbara, formerly Batgirl, and Diana Lance, currently Black Canary. From the beginning, Canary was written as a passionate idealistic. In an interview with Comics Bulletin, Dixon described this choice as a fertile class of values. Diana's more idealistic approach is at the heart of this book. The Gail Simon era, Simone era. Don't really know how to say her name. Not to be mean. When Gail took over the series in 03, she added the Huntress to the lineup. In her first arc entitled Of Like Minds, Simon let Black Knight walk into a trap set by Brian Derlin, known as Savant, and his assistant, Creolte. With Canary now critically injured and chained, Savant begins listing demands, the most significant of was the true identity of Batman, which everybody wants to know all the time. In the end, Huntress and Canary defeated their enemies and formed a team. Arthur Simon commented on the new lineup, saying that each character provided a foil for the other two others. In this case, Babs and Dinah respect each other tremendously, and each is capable of great things the other is not. Dinah's not just Oracle's legs. Sometimes she's her conscience or her muse or just her best friend. And Oracle is far more to Dinah than just the mission controller. They trust each other, and out of that, there's a friendship that they believe in. Huntress, I see Helena as someone who is not alone or completely by choice. Dinah is so accepting and so open that Helena sees an opportunity to be part of something without having to force her way in. There's friction because once Helena puts the mask on, she's really not very good fitting in, but she likes that they're giving her a chance. Whether she blows it or not, you'll have to keep reading. Seaman was appreciative of her work, saying, "Birds of Prey editor Lysa Hawkins was looking for a slightly tougher Birds of Prey and asked me to submit a proposal. I have a huge fondness for Babs and Dinah both, so it's a bit of a dream come true. I'm really excited by the art, which is very sleek and sexy with a nice dark tone by Supergirl star Ed Banis." It shows the cover here of that. So I think that's kind of cool. I like it. It's Birds of Prey number 80. The Huntress later meets Oracle in person for the first time while rescuing her from a potentially life-threatening situation during the Sensei student storyline. The U.S. government had become aware of the existence of Oracle and formatted a list of suspects to interrogate, of whom was Barbara, without any form of due process. Two federal implied they believe Oracle, something just froze on my screen, she is the Oracle, and that if any evidence is brought to light, that she will be tried for treason against the USA. Once again, Oracle relies on the Huntress when no other allies are available. When Oracle and Huntress share a long history of animosity with one another, Black Canary eventually persuades Oracle to employ Huntress as a full-time agent. The budding friendship is cut short during the Hero Hunter's arc. The final issue of the storyline, the Huntress realizes Oracle has been manipulating her technology in order to make her behave properly, in the same way a teacher attempts to reform a troubled child. Despite Oracle's remorse for her actions, Huntress temporarily departs from the group. She later rejoins the team once again as a full-time agent along with newcomer Lady Blackhawk. Although the personnel on Oracle's team grows and changes, Huntress and Lady Blackhawk remain core agents. Excuse me. As Birds of Prey approaches its 100th issue, Simone used issues 99 and 100 to shake the lineup. So that Black Canary leave the team with her ward and a little girl named Sin, which if you've seen the TV show Arrow, Sin is on that show with Canary. And use a prison break arc to introduce superhumanly strong Big Barda, pacifist judo master, and rascally misfit into the new squad. And with the new Spy Smasher as an ambiguous Jack Bauer-like anti-heroine and Lois Lane cornering Oracle into almost giving away her secret identity, again, the characters were chosen to provide a foil for each other and affirm her love for her characters. Wait, are we there right? Yeah, yeah, okay. The team is a group of individuals quite unlike the friendship between Dinah, Helena, and Babs. And any team with Barda onto automatically has a certain bull in a china shop treble, and I love that. The characters don't apologize for being ass kickers, nor for being smart, nor being sexy, nor being sexual for that matter. There are always going to be some people who find that not to their taste. At the same time, Birds of Prey regularly brings in people who don't otherwise read mainstream comics, a whole audience that may not pick up any other superhero titles. I love that niche here. That little area between good taste and utter shamelessness. Finally, Simone stated her agony of leaving the book. I miss the characters in all the books I've worked on. Writing the last issue of Birds of Prey I'm doing was actually physically painful. Cancellation. After Simone's departure to assist their title, Wonder Woman, Sean McKeever wrote Birds of Prey's issues number 113 to 117. McKeever used his short stint to put a new incarnation of Blackhawk villain, Killer Shark, against ex-Blackhawk Zinda Blake, and to introduce the location of Platinum Flats, called by IGN the Silicon Valley of DC Universe, and a hotbed of white-collar crime committed by mysterious villain The Visionary. IGN had called his short stint enjoyable and creative. His reading deeds were taken over by Tony Bedard, who stated in Comic Book Resources interview that he liked the concept of Platinum Flats. Bedard wanted to mix the concept of 21st century white-collar crime with 1930s mob families, and said that Oracle is his favorite Birds of Prey character. DC canceled the series on February 2009 with the Oracle the Cure miniseries beginning publication the following month as part of a company-wide reorganization of Batman-related titles. The relaunch. Birds of Prey returned under the Brightest Day banner in 2010. Gale returned to write the series with Ed Bennings, providing the artwork. Hawk and Dove were brought as new members of the team as well, with Oracle playing a strictly supporting role. While in Singapore in December of the same year, she announced in an interview with newspaper Straits Times an intention to create a Singaporean superheroine. The title was eventually canceled along with every other DC book as part of a company-wide relaunch following the Flashpoint event. Yeah, I remember that one. 2 months prior to the title's cancellation, Simon left the book after issue 13. In July, writer Mark Andrako and artist Billy Tucci took over the title for the final story arc, which featured the original Black Canary and Phantom Lady. Manhunter, a former Birds of Prey member created by Adedioko, appeared as well. That's cool. Sorry, guys. It's work calling. Give me 1 second, please. Rebooted Universe. DC Comics launched Birds of Prey with issue number 1, September 2011, for the New 52 relaunch, with the new series having some similar characters which exist in a different universe than the previous DC titles. Novelist Dwayne Sosarsky replaced Andrico as the writer, with Jesus Sayce handling the art. Noted Batman villain Poison Ivy was one of the new characters joining the team. The book's first storyline begins shortly after Barbara regains the use of her legs after the events of Flashpoint. However, she still has been paralyzed by the Joker, but thanks to a new kind of implant, she can walk again. She has to deal with some PTSD, though. Diana approaches her old friend with an offer to join the new Birds of Prey team. She's putting together, but she declines instead of suggesting that Katana take her place. The gun-toting vigilante Starling is also recruited into the team, along with Poison Ivy. Following the departure of Poison Ivy after issue 12, the team also changed again, with Katana spun off into her own solo book, along with providing her services to the Justice League of America, with occasional help from Condor and a former talent and assassin of the Court of Owls named Marie Turner, a young African-American woman who became mute after being injured by a Japanese Fugo balloon bomb attack when she was a little girl, which the rest of her family was killed from the bombing during World War II, and was recruited into the court. In Batgirl Annual No. 1, Catwoman freed Marie from Blackgate Penitentiary, and Batgirl told her to replace Katana after she left. Birds of Prey gave her the codename Strix, Latin for owl. I love that. I did not know that, so I love that. The Birds of Prey... I'm getting distractions left and right here. Moved on with writer Chrissy Marks in issue number 18. Alright, so much Batgirl stuff. So much Birds of Prey stuff. Birds of Prey and the Batgirl and Birds of Prey in DC Rebirth. DC Comics reconfigured the continuity of their shared universe again in 2016 with DC Rebirth. The Birds of Prey had their own title once again, now called Batgirl and the Birds of Prey. Huntress is aware of Batgirl and Black Canary's secret identities, but they do not seem to be aware of hers. The three women form an uneasy alliance in order to take down mutual foes. Batgirl and Black Canary are attempting to find yet another villain who is using the name Oracle. Issue number 4 is essentially Huntress' origin story, showing why she's waging war against certain mob families. Now, if you're going to realize again, DC likes to reboot things, I feel like, every 3 to 4 years. It's slightly annoying. But Dawn of DC, which is literally this year's new reboot, relaunch. In June of 2023, it was announced that a new Birds of Prey ongoing series would be launched in September 6, 2023, which was literally a month ago. I might start picking that up, maybe. As part of a Dawn of DC relaunch initiative. So the series will be written by Kelly Thompson, drawn by Leonardo Romero, colored by Jordi Belair, and lettered by Clayton Cowles. The initial lineup for the first arc is set to be composed by Black Canary, Cassandra Cain / Batgirl, Big Barda, Zealot, and Harley Quinn. Excuse me. So most of the members of, or the main members at least, of that we know of for Birds of Prey are Oracle / Batgirl, Barbara Gordon, Black Canary, Dinah Lance, Huntress, Helena Bertinelli, Lady Blackhawk, Zinda Blake. And we do have a lot of reoccurring characters. We have Big Barda, Black Alice, Blue Beetle, Ted Kord, which I thought Birds of Prey was all female, but whatever, doesn't matter. Catwoman, Cassandra Cain, which I thought Cassandra Cain was Batwoman, but anyways, Cheshire, Condor, Coyote, Dove, Gypsy, Hawk, Hawk Girl, Ice, Infinity, Jade Canary, which I actually like that name, Josh, Judo Master, the female one, not the male one, Katana, Manhunter, Misfit, Nightwing, Poison Ivy, Batgirl, Savant, Strix, Spy Smasher, Starling, Vixen, Wildcat, and there's actually a whole team here called the Secret Six, which the team consisted of Catman, Deadshot, Ragdoll, Scandal, Savage, Knockout, and Harley. So those were a lot of reoccurring ones that I just said that were part of the Birds of Prey. Also, you heard the main ones, Batgirl, Black Canary, Huntress, Lady Hawk. Lady Blackhawk, excuse me. So, yeah, what do you guys think about this whole thing I'm doing here? Birds of Prey. Actually, I did not know there was this many members in the Birds of Prey. It's kind of crazy how when you really break things down, you read things like, oh, wow, there's a lot more people than I think of. And again, and most of these characters that I read off are in, like, other groups. Like, obviously, this is not the only group they're part of. But if you like what you just heard, want to hear more, go check out Twitter/X at MellowPod22. You know, hit that follow button, hit that like button. I'm dropping some more stuff on there. Hit that twitch.tv/CJ_Mellow22 if you want to see some gaming clips, game, a little bit of gaming here and there once in a while. You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute. You know what it is. Go hit up my YouTube channel. Got to be dropping more stuff on there in a couple days. You know what it is. Y'all know what love is. You know what I'm saying. Also, hit up the sponsors. Hit up Merc Clan Gaming. You know what I'm saying? Because they also are part of now. They are a team with W Energy. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know W is a sponsor of this podcast. So go check them out. Go hit either codes to get 10% off. Either hit CJ22 or hit MercClan, which is MRCCLAN, to get 10% off your purchase of merch and or tubs. Do both. They both got great stuff. You don't crash with W compared to other energy drinks. Trust me. I got like 20 can bottles downstairs. And they're all empty. So I know. You know what I'm saying? So go hit them up. MercClan just became a partnership with them. So they got a team going now. Let's go. MercClan, let's go. W Energy, let's go. MercClan W. W MercClan. Teaming. Gaming. Let's go. Always and forever. One love. Peace.